God bless
Love
all of you.
Talk Radio.
Again, God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is so good, so magnificent, so marvelous, so ultra awesome. We do just thank, excuse me, thank God for all of you tonight and for your presence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have come on the Blog Line. Intentions are really one platform, and that is to thank God a thousand times. It's so important to give God praise. And I was telling you all last night, God moved on my heart and to write. I got to writing and I've been talking about loosing and binding according to Matthew 16 and 19. And I give you the keys to heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we've been loosing and binding. And it, you know what? The Bible really, really works. I'm telling you. God gave us 100 binds that would be good for every person on this prayer line. And also he gave us 150 nooses. Amen. That would be good for every person on this prayer line. You might just want to do this every day of your life. It will get you a multitudinous blessing if you would do this every day of your life. Mm-hmm. One of the things, let me just skip around here and give you a few lines. Well, I tell you what, I'll wait to the end to do that because I see that it's about 9:02 now. And I don't know if Ambassador Hagen is there, but I want to see if we can get as many lines as we can open tonight where the people
can
really with. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr.
You're
Hagen.
Welcome, sir.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador. I just want to get everybody on board. You know, I'm taking a new approach to things. I'm just going to leave people in the hands of the Lord. I just, you know, I have so much caring in my heart. I want to just tell you, I'm really, in a sense, like Jesus. And we were created in his own image, image of God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. And one of the things I read about the other day is that Jesus took action on people who really were misusing his bride, God's bride, brother. You know, he took action on them. I read it for myself because I really experienced some things that really, really frustrated me. And I was wondering, you know, if I was out of the will of God. But I went to the Word of God. When you want to know something, go to the Word of God. And he will reveal all of these things. I went to the Word of God. I really did. And I began to ask, I said, Lord, I hope I wasn't too hard on the people when I was about to, you know, just really repent. Amen. Because you see, sin is not only what you do, but sometimes. Sin is what, not only sometimes, but it's also sin. It's what you don't do. And sometimes it's just attitudes. Amen. It's attitudes. And so I went to God and I said, Lord, I may have been too hard on the people. I'm sorry. And he took me to the scripture. See, if you really want to know if you're out of order, go to the scripture. It will get you in order. So I went to the scripture. And let me see if I can find this for y'all here tonight. Oh, my God. It was just so exhilarating when I read it. Because when I read it, I found out that I was not out of order. May take me a while to pull it up here tonight because my computer hadn't booted all the way up. But anyway, I found out that I really was not out of order. No, I was not. In fact, I had done things in a much lighter way than Jesus had handled it. I was not out of order. They were out of order. And the scripture proved that to me, that the people were the ones who were out of order, not me. And so I want to just see if I can prove it to you tonight. My God, if I can find it, amen. God bless all of you. I lost you for a moment. Can anybody hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
All right. It always makes me think that the enemy doesn't like what I'm saying when something like that happens. But you know what? You know, God gets the praise and God gets the glory anyway. Thank you, Jesus. And what I was saying to you is that I went to God and he let me know that I was not out of order, and that Jesus had done, you might say, taking it to another level, even beyond where I had gone. Amen. Let me see. If you would, it's found in Matthew also. Mm-hmm. See if I can find this for you, because I don't want to read it. You all know this passage, but I want to remind you Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, let me just begin to tell you as I find it for you, and then I'll read it for you. Jesus was in, I believe it was, I think it was Jerusalem. And the people there were in the house of God. And they were selling all kind of things in God's house for self-aggrandizement. They were selling it to make money with no respect to God's house. They weren't selling it for God's house. They were selling it for themselves. And Jesus showed up. Yeah, he did. And when he showed up, Jesus was very much against this. And he just, in a sense, he was so overcome with this atrocity against God's house. He, in a sense, he just, I don't know how to put it, but he just kind of went off on them. He really did. The Bible says that he took some kind of ropes and made a whip, yeah, and went in there and whipped them out of God's house. Now, I didn't do that. I didn't go that far. But I was, I really was frustrated about how they were doing God, not me. But how they treated him. When you think about all that God does for you and how he makes a way for you, what you have, he gave to you, what you know, he taught you. And everything that you have as far as success in your life, God bless you to have it. And then I was thinking, and then they're going to do him like this? See, people like that, so selfish, just selfish. God gives them everything they have. He works and makes a way out of no way and brings them out. And when they need him, they call him. And when they're down, he's always there. And he's always saying yes. And then when it comes their time, they're always saying no. They reject the Lord. They reject what he's done. And then they're going to go and go in his house and sell all this stuff. And they know he doesn't like it, and treat him like that. That's, they treated him so unjustly. And then Jesus, what he did was took these ropes and made a whip and went in there and started whipping, I mean, all against them, knocked over the change tables and everything, and turned over the money, cups and all that kind of stuff, and told them to get out. You're not going to make my father's house a den of thieves. Mm-mm. No. He began to go in there and cast them out. Yeah. And when he did all this, the Holy Ghost, I got in the spirit realm, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and showed me what they were saying as they ran out of the temple. They ran out of the temple. And the Holy Ghost said, they were saying, as they went outside, you can imagine some other people were outside the temple, and when you got something that you want to tell, some type of juicy information, you just blow it up. And they were coming out of the temple because Jesus had messed with their money. And the Bible says the love of money is the root to all evil, to all evil. So when he messed with their money, they came out of there mad as they could be. And the Holy Ghost showed me that they were saying, there's a crazy man in there. There's a crazy, that Jesus, he's crazy. He's crazy. He turned over the tables and everything. He's crazy. And see, they were talking about Jesus so negatively. But he handled it. He went in there and got him out of there. And let me tell you something. God is concerned about his bride. And when you have a love for his bride so much that you can't stand for people to misuse his bride, he'll stand by you. Because Jesus was the same way. I wish I could find that for you. I'm willing, hopefully before we come off tonight. But it said that they were reminded of the scripture that said that Jesus had zeal. Because of his zeal, he did certain things. So because of the zeal of Jesus, and his love for God's bride, he couldn't take how they did the bride of the Lord from God. So that was my same attitude. It was like that. I couldn't stand how they were doing God's bride. And let me tell you something. What I'm getting to on the line tonight is that when you treat God's bride right, God will come to your rescue. May take a whip and whip them out, give them a whipping because they mistreated you. And I tell people, you know, I don't claim to be nothing. I really don't. But one thing I do know is that I got favor with God. Don't mess with me. It's best to leave me alone. If you can't bless me, I'm telling you, just leave me alone. Because I have experienced four times of people who really misused me. And God just lifted his hand. He just lifted his hand and some things happened to him. And I don't say that, you know, boastfully, but I'm just telling you what happened. I'm just telling you what happened. And so if the saints of God in the old days were the same way. People didn't understand the saints. All they should have done was just let them holy rollers alone. Just let them alone because they had great favor with God. God has given me that in my heart. Just leave me alone. If you don't understand me, don't talk about me, because there's something against that. Amen. If you don't understand me, don't lie on me. If you don't understand me, just best to leave me alone. I'll be all right as long as I got Jesus. He's more than the whole wide world against me. And so God is concerned about his bride. And when you thank him 1,000 times, that's where I'm going. And treat his bride right. Oh, my God. You position yourself to be blessed, 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 blessed. And your enemies, he will make them your footstool. Amen. So I want to give you about a minute here to make a request known to God, just following what he has led me to do, as we lead people all around the world into thanking God 1,000 times. Here's some music, and I want you to just go to God and ask him for what you want. I'll be back, and then we're going to pray for you for a moment, and then we're going to thank him 1,000 times. This is your music. Go ahead and ask him for what you will. Heavenly Father, thank you again. It's me, Lord. I just want to appreciate what you've done for us. You're the best Father anybody could ever find. You make a way out of no way. Even when we don't deserve your goodness, you're always there, blessing your people. We thank you for it so very much. We thank you for it. Thank you for the love that you show toward us, for the blessings that you give us, making a way out of no way so many times, and granting our requests, even tonight, Lord. I know you're granting requests everywhere. When people don't know you're there, you're always there. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, forgive us for any sins, both commission and omission. Let us stand for thee in Jesus' name. We love you and we appreciate you. Some people don't understand this, God. All my life I've been misunderstood. But God, you told me that you understand me. I'm coming to lay my head on your shoulder because you care. And it seems like nobody remembers us. You remember us. You care. And you do that for the people on this line. When it seems like nobody remembers him. Jesus, you remember us when others, you remember when others forget. And you care. Cast all my cares upon you. For he careth, or you careth for us. Thank you. Bless these folks from this prayer line. Give them their heart's desires. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Let me tell you, somebody's by the phone, and you don't realize that all the little movement that you're doing causes a lot of noise on the line. I'm going to demonstrate it to you. I'm just going to ball up some paper by the phone. Listen. It's more amplified. It really is amplified. I'm asking you, if you're busy, just put your phone on *6, and you won't... You won't be heard. Amen. Just *6. Amen. Because we give me to thank God 1,000 times. It's like reverence in the church. If you have a reverence to God, a reverence to the church, you don't want to bring frustration or confusion on the line. Amen. Those who love the Lord, and I know you do, all you who want to thank him 1,000 times with this, amen, many of your lines are open. We want to challenge you if you would join us tonight. 616-571 and 913 and 816 and 847-919 and all these other area codes. Amen. 912, and so many other lines. If you would join with us, let's thank him 1,000 times. Lord, this is coming from your people. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to
thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
we'll bless your holy name. Have said it on me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you,
Lord,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Lord,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you.
Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
hallelujah,
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 thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
Lord,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
Lord,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord.
Thank you.
Walk around our houses on tomorrow night and go through all that house. Have your blessed oil with you. If you don't have any, bring your oil with you. We're going to bless your oil. We're going to walk through every room. I want you in my house. I want you to walk through every room in your house. And if you can, I want you to get a little spray bottle for your oil. And I want you to spray it on your window, spray it on your front door. I want you to spray it in the corners of your house. Amen. And then I'm going to ask y'all to spray some on the ceiling. You know, the Lord taught me this, that many times demons will try to hide up above. Yeah. They have this inkling since they got kicked out of heaven. They want to try to go up rather than down. Amen. Because they know that the fire of furnace, one day, they'll have to be thrown into hell. So they kind of try to go up. So many times when you're praying, if you got some oil, spray it toward the ceiling. Amen. I hope that doesn't sound crazy to you, but try it. Try it. You'll see. The power of Satan will be defeated. Amen. And so tomorrow night, I'm going to try to, you know, and I'm going to ask God to go in proxy before you all. I let his angels go there before you, because the enemy hears me too. And God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm into loosing and binding things because the word of God does not lie. His word is so true. And I want to get you all to bind and loosen these things. The Bible says in Matthew 16 and 19, and whatever you bind on this earth, on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I've been taking time. I found out that you bind things with your mouth. By speaking them out.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
None like you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh God. We come against the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me now?
We hear you.
All right. Let's go out binding and loosing now. I was thinking that y'all heard all that, but I'm just going straight to it. Say this verse. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind the power of Satan over me and my family.
I bind the power of Satan
over me and my family. And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If the enemy tries to touch me or my family.
If the enemy tries to touch me
and my family. I ask that the blood of Jesus would get on his hands.
I ask that the blood of Jesus would get on his hands.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind any demon trying to speak against me.
I bind any demon trying to speak against me. Thank you, Lord.
And he opens his mouth against me.
He opened his mouth.
I ask that the blood of Jesus would get all in his mouth.
I ask that the blood of Jesus would get all in his mouth.
Hallelujah. I bind the devil's power over my finances.
I am successful.
I am the blessed of God.
I am the blessed of God. Thank you, Jesus.
And the blessings of the Lord maketh me rich and added no sorrow.
And the blessings of the Lord maketh me rich.
And the blessings of the Lord maketh me rich and added no sorrow.
I'm going up. Bind the devil over my life. I bind him. I bind him. I bind
the devil over my life.
I bind him. Blessings upon me. I loose blessings upon me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I loose blessings upon my family.
I loose blessings upon my church.
And in the name of Jesus, I am healed.
In the name of Jesus, I am healed.
If y'all believe that, give him some praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just keep on binding loosing whatever you bind, whatever. It says whatever. What does whatever mean?
Whatever.
I take it to mean anything. Anything you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Anything you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever, again, it says whatever, anything you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Keep on loosing wonderful things on you and your family. Keep on binding those negatives against you and your family in the name of Jesus. Getting ready to close here. Just before I pray the final blessing, is there anybody who has anything you want to say, whether it's a word of encouragement, whether it's something the Lord gave you, whatever, the line is open to you. Anybody? I can't wait on you.
I hear in the spirit, he said to tell you there's no weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, don't have no fear. Woo, Jesus.
I receive it.
And anybody trying to blackmail you or blackball you, and whatever it's gonna come, the curse gonna come back to them. So they better keep the will going. Woo, Jesus!
I feel a shift in the spirit to the people on this line.
It's a shift. Woo, Jesus!
Oh my God! Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It just went like this. He said, "Shift." Thank you, Jesus. Glory, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come to the prayer line. Changes in the home.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Is there anybody else who wants to say something here? Lord, love you. Amen. Don't think you're too small to say something. Just give what the Lord has put on your heart. Anybody else? All right. All right, God bless all of y'all. Lord, bless these people in the city. My final prayer on this blog line tonight. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless their home. God bless their cars when they drive. I would big tickets from them in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Bless these folk in the name of Jesus. God, bless their hearts. Bless their minds. Bless them, God, to breathe correctly, to think correctly. Bless their hearts to continue to beat in the name of Jesus. Death, I rebuke you. You're a liar. You can't do nothing until God says. Let these folk, Lord, have great help. Let them have great strength. Even shake the chop tree up in heaven and send them some blessings that they don't even expect to receive. You did it for me, Lord, today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You have no respect of persons. And I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless. And God, I receive all of this myself. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Amen and amen. God bless all y'all. May you have a wonderful night. Rest in the spirit. Thank God for you. We love you. Have a good night. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you too. Thank you so much. Thank you. So I'm going to get to be on the prayer line in the morning when y'all wake up. 6 a.m. Amen. Wow. 6 a.m. Here's the number on the prayer line. It's 712. Get your pens. I'll wait on you just a minute. When I'm on this prayer line, oh my God. God is moving on there. So many things are happening. But the number for the prayer line, all right, it's 712-775. Mm-hmm. 7085. Again, that's 712-775-7085. And then the code is that you dial, code 936-005. That's 936-005. That's 6 a.m. in the morning. Amen. Join us and you will be bountifully blessed. People coming from all over the world to give God their first fruits. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When you make a sacrifice and show God, it's like a fast. I've been fasting on this, and I don't normally tell that. But join me on it. We're on a fast all this month. Amen. Join us on the fast. Amen. Hopefully you can go every day with us from here on out. This is the 24th. We just got about 6 or 7 more days this month. Surely you can do that fast from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And when you make a sacrifice to God, what does fasting do? Yeah, it cleans your system out. But the main thing I use it for is to make a statement. Well, what statement? I'm stating to God that he's more important than anything in the world to me. Because you see, most people, food is more important than anything. Because you know if you don't eat, you won't live. Yeah, and water. If you don't drink anything, you won't live. This body operates off of food that feeds the engine and water that gives nourishment to the engine. But you see, if you don't eat, you won't live. So it's saying to God, God, you're more important than anything in the world to me. You're more important than my food. You're more important than anything. And when you do that and seek he first, when you put him first on the first fruits, that he's the first one you thank in the morning, you get up with him on your mind, and you do everything, seek him first. If you need advice, go to him. Don't go to your girlfriends, or don't go to your mama or your daddy. Go to God first for any advice you need. Ask him. You think he won't talk back to you? I'm a witness that he will. Well, he'll talk through the spirit realm and talk through your conscience. He'll talk to you. Get your advice from him. He's the smartest person on the face of the earth. His wisdom surpasses any man's or any woman's wisdom. Get your wisdom from him. Amen. All right. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you. Yes.
I have one more thing to say. I hear it in the spirit. Somebody is going to court on this block line. But if they have faith and believe it, they're gonna come out okay.
Ooh, did y'all hear that? Say that again.
Someone on this block line is going to court for something. If they have faith and believe God, they're gonna be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
You gotta believe God. You gotta have faith.
Believe
the Bible says in Matthew 17:20, if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and tell it to move and it will move. You gotta have faith. Yeah. And then Matthew 21:21, if you have faith and doubt not, even as Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and it dried up and withered away. If you doubt not, you can speak to the mountain and say, be thou cast into the midst of the sea, and it would be so. So have that faith in God. Everybody that seems like I remember reading about in the Word of God had faith in Jesus. That's why they got the miracles. They believed in him. That faith will move. Move God. Thank you. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Prophet Baker.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me go out with the old school tonight. God be with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God be with you. God be with you. Till we meet again. Again. Oh, God. God be with you. Da da da. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. And then they said, Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.